The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Money. So we're here to talk about Funny Money.
Yes.
Tell us the backstory on Funny Money.
It's pretty simple, traditional kind of country theme, but the evils of money. Just a play on words, funny money. And it's all about how money's not funny. How it can be, you know, just kind of ruin your life if you don't have enough. And I've never had a lot, but I imagine on the other spectrum it could too as well. So it's just kind of about not having money, you know, having to pawn your guitar.
Did you ever have to pawn your guitar?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't even tell you how many times through my life I've done that. Maybe in the hundreds. I've lost guitars and pawned because if you don't pay for them, you lose them. You know, the thing, you know, there's lines in there about, you know, you get back to your house or your apartment and try the key and it doesn't work. You know, you've been evicted. And, you know, it's like, yeah, isn't money funny, you know?
You've had that happen to you?
Yeah, I have.
What's that feel like?
Oh, it's a horrible feeling, you know? It's you know, I would say I'd rather have that than have to pawn a guitar again. I'm kind of at a spot now. I don't have to worry about that, but yeah, it's just basically about the evils of money, you know. I think in the first verse I talk about a woman leaving you because you don't have enough money, you know. And so the song is kind of sung to her like, you know, ain't money funny, but honey, I don't have much, you know. Because that's kind of a stereotype, you know, like, oh, he's got money. That's how he keeps the woman, you know. So I kind of threw that in because it was a good line, but, you know.
You talk about pawning a Gibson guitar. You play a lot of different types of guitars.
I do, yeah.
Why the Gibson in the song? Is that?
I have two of them. My two main acoustic guitars are Gibsons. The one's right here, the other one.
So that's like your biggest treasure?
Is there more
meaning to the Gibson than the Telecaster?
Well, and it just adds color to the lyric, you know, to specify, you know, instead of saying, I pawned my guitar, pawned my Gibson. And most people, even if you don't play music, you know what a Gibson guitar is. Yeah. So it isn't too obscure of a reference, but it kind of colors it like, oh, man, he pawned a Gibson. That's not a cheap guitar, you know, so.
I haven't been to a doctor who prescribed me tequila.
Yeah.
And it's two different ways. Explain that lyric to me.
Oh, we got cash in the picture here. So it's just a play on words. So you're kind of depressed. You don't have a lot of money. So you go to the doctor. You're like, hey, and he writes me a prescription for two bottles of tequila dressed and chilled, which is the way it's served. You can have it naked, which is just straight up, you know, just right out of the bottle. Or you can have it chilled. And dressed, which is salt and lime on it. So just to add more color to the lyric.
And is the doctor a real doctor or a bartender?
Just a play on words. Yeah, basically, it's just a bard, but the friend or the bartender. Yeah, so. But it's just a fun song looking at how money just kind of rules everything. But then you throw in little lighthearted lines like that, you know. So basically, money's got me down. I'm going to go get me a bottle of tequila and everything will be all right, you know?
So the melody, you have these wonderful guitar fills.
Yes.
Tell me how you come up with...
Well, those, that's actually a really good story. The guitar player on this song was one of the guest guitar players we had in town. His name is Jordan Matthew Young, and he now lives in Austin. But he's from Salt Lake originally, and he's really good friends with my current guitar player, Brock Peterson. So, and he's my friend as well, but Brock knows him better. And so I called him up and I said, hey, you know, I've got this real kind of, because he's a really good country picker kind of guy. And so I said, you know, hey, me and Brock think you would sound really good on this song. Would you like to do it? And he's like, yeah, but he was on tour and he was coming through town. So we had one night to do it. He'd never heard the song before. And I said, well, let's meet at Brock's house because he has a kind of a setup like I do. And he said, okay. So we went over there and played him the song a couple times. And he just literally just played, just listened to it a few times and just kept playing until he got something he liked and left. Never heard it until it came out. You know, like 9 months later, the album came out and I sent it to him. Wow, that sounds great. He was like, oh, man, it sounds so good. Matt Weiniger did do a lot of mixing on it to get it parts because we recorded three or four different guitar parts that he had to kind of piece together, which is pretty common on a lot of albums. People do that. Then they just learn to play it, you know, later. And sometimes you just play it straight through. It just depends on the song. But he just didn't have time to perfect it. So we said, just play it three, four times and we'll cherry pick it, you know, make it. But some great riffs he did. And he's a phenomenal guitar player. He just was in town this week, and he just got back from Europe. He's touring over in Europe. He was doing a blues festival over there in France. So he's kind of coming up a bit, and a great guy, great player, and it was great to have him on it, you know. And then my late bass player passed away this year. He's playing the upright bass, the big stand-up bass on this one. So that kind of gives it that sound too, that really woody, nice sound, you know.
His name?
Sparky Tuttle. Yeah.
Yeah, we miss him.
Yeah, we do. He was a great all-around guy, great bass player, great, and a good friend. You know, for 10 years he was in the band. So, you know, not only do we do band things, but we did, you know, fishing and camping and, you know, concerts and all that fun stuff. We have some really funny stories about going to see Willie Nelson, but I can't go into that.
Did you smoke weed with Willie?
No, I would have if we'd have met him. And I don't smoke anymore, but I would if I was in Willie's house, you know what I mean? My bass player would have. He would have been like, oh, in fact, he did. Just because we were going, he's like, went in Willie's house. But so anyway, yeah, so, and the drums were Gordon Gardner, one of the current drummers in Ghost Town. And like I said, Sparky Tuttle on bass, and some, you know, in the background vocals again. On that one, I believe, if I remember right, it was Neil Middleton from Royal Bliss again. So he did a great country harmony on that. Even though he's a rock singer, he just nailed it. So that's one of the more popular songs off the record, off the latest record. That's off the A Long Way from Graceland album as well. And it's just got a really good feel to it. It's in 3/4. It's got that kind of country swing. It's just, yeah, it's real just kind of flowing. Everybody just kind of gravitates towards that one a lot on this album. So it's, I'm really proud of that one. Turned out really well.
How's the crowd react when you play this one?
They love it. Yeah. Yeah. They're just, like I said, it's a favorite.
Is it a sing-along? I think the Funny Money line has that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, can be, you know, I, a lot of times you can't hear the crowd, you know, because we're up on stage and loud amps and, you know, guitars and. And so you're trying to get through the song. And, you know, I guess if we were playing an arena, you'd probably hear them. Yeah. But, you know, when you're playing, like, the last gig we did was a Snowbird. There's a few thousand people there. But they're kind of further off the stage, you know. They're not right up on stage. So you see people, but you always see people swaying and tapping and singing along. You can see them mouthing it, but you can't, you know. It's just a great song. I'm really one of my favorites to play off that one. It's just fun to play. And I think it's fun for people to listen to. It's really enjoyable.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.